While research into the nature of the world around us is never really easy, historical researchers, who attempt to fill in the gaps in the knowledge of our past, have their own set of challenges and difficulties to face. On this edition of The Graduate School Presents, Stanley Chinaki, Assistant Chairman and Graduate Director of the Department of History at Michigan State University, gives as an example research he has been doing on life in Renaissance Venice.
Venice, among European historians for a long time, has enjoyed a reputation as being a particularly well-run state at a time when other governments in Europe were experiencing a lot of difficulties. I began my dissertation studies at the University of California at Berkeley several years ago, trying to understand why this should be the case, why Venice was this lucky or this skillful or whatever combination of those two it might have been. So in the mid-60s, I got a chance to go to Venice, where I spent a couple of years getting into the materials in the Venetian State Archives, finding out that the big question that I'd armed myself with in going over there, what made these rulers of Venice, that is the Venetian aristocracy, what made them so disciplined and orderly in their use of political power, those big questions were unanswerable. It didn't take long for me to reach the conclusion that the only way that I was going to find out how they managed to establish the effective discipline that they had, to run the state in an orderly fashion that took into account the interests not only of themselves, but also of the lower classes whom they ruled over and whom they kept in a state of reasonable contentment, so it seemed. The only way I could find these things out was to look at the activities of these rulers in their private lives, and specifically in their relationships with one another.
Painstaking work is required to reconstruct the society of an age long past.
I found that I was able to get a hold of lots of material that historians of an earlier generation hadn't bothered looking at. Notarial contracts, wills, records of how estates were maintained or were raided or in any case fragmented after the death of people. Through this I was able to do a good deal of reconstruction of the lives of individuals, of the lives of families, and more closely related to my original project, of the relationships of people from different families. And in fact, I was able in those years to formulate my topic in terms of the hypothesis that it was family connections which existed in a bewildering maze among the Venetian aristocrats, family connections that provided the sort of nexus holding them all together.
Many different angles are needed to eventually form a complete picture of a given era.
I have a graduate student, if I can talk about him, who's in Venice right now. And what he's done is to go one step further with this kind of research. He knows, he has some indications from my work and the work of other people, what the situation was like with the aristocracy. He's interested in finding out how the other side of this stable social and political equation worked, that is to say, the lower classes. And the lower classes are much harder to work with, and it's to its credit that he's tackled really a tough nut of a research project.
As in any other field, however, new facts and theories can render current research obsolete in no time.
Explanations for the way things seem to have been, or attempts to provide patterns for an understanding, are always subject to emendation. When you turn that next page of the manuscript and you see the next document that throws all your tentative conclusions into a cocked hat, you know you have to try something else. And so any explanation that I would give about the way Venice was, or even to compare it with Florence, might not be shared by historians working from other angles. And I could almost say that I hope that my grad student, Mr. Romano, Dennis Romano, when he comes back, he'll have developed his own ideas. I know he will, and I fully expect that they will be different from a lot of mine because his perspective is different. And that's what keeps the game interesting.
Stanley Chinaki, Assistant Chairman and Graduate Director of the Department of History, on this edition of The Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.